when I was small, probably around five or six, we were living out on the farm. Grandpa and some local farmers were baling hay. And when they came in for dinner, they asked me what I was doing. And I had all my little tractors and my sickle mower and the hay baler out in the yard, front door. And I'd tore up grass, put it in little rows, just like you'd see out in the hay fields. I told them I was baling hay. And they saw what I was doing. They said, yeah, that looks like you're baling hay, all right. But I wanted to be what they were doing, you know, be doing that. And there's no way at that age I could do that. I always wanted to wear boots and a hat like my dad did. And not everything was maybe the best for examples, because I always wanted to buy those candy cigarettes, the same kind he smoked. But I didn't take up smoking, so I guess it turned out all right. But he also liked to work on cars, and I've always liked cars, so he didn't really hunt, so I didn't hunt either. But boys tend to be like their fathers. I like to mirror them. And reflecting potential visions of themselves, internalizing their father's characteristics, such as walking, talking like them. And for me, it was my grandfather also. My grandfather was on my mom's side. Didn't really know my dad's grandpa. But I loved working with him on the farm as a young preteen until I joined the Marine Corps. And then the Marines was the same as what my dad done. And so I knew that there was no way I could fail in that, because that'd been too embarrassing to not be able to make it. And so if your father has good character, that's a good blueprint for the future. If he's honest, you'll probably be honest. If your dad's a hard worker, you'll probably be a hard worker. And my dad and grandpa had rules there to keep me safe. Didn't always work. Sometimes young men push the boundaries. I obeyed the rules of the tractor pretty good. Because, my grandpa knew a lot of people had died from tractor accidents. The only thing I didn't do very well was the little formal C. If you popped the clutch just right, had just enough gas, you could ride a wheelie for a while. But you had to be careful, because he had the narrow wheels up front. You could break a shaft in it pretty easy. But I'd never done that, thankfully. Dad always warned me about, getting on it, smoking the tires, speeding. And I didn't obey that all the time either. But that can get you in. That got me in more trouble than the tractors. Well, God gives instructions to parents and children for what he expects. This is kind of a memory verse for most. But Proverbs 22:6, train up your child in a way he should go. And where he is old, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. If you turn to Ephesians 6 and verse 1, Ephesians 6 and verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. What I want to speak on today is just as our earthly father taught us obedience, and we honored and respected them for that, God wants us to be looking to him and imitating him. It is natural to imitate and obey a parent you can see here physically. But it's harder to imitate the Father we don't see. And if you turn to Malachi 1:6, Malachi 1:6, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts. God has not left us in the dark about how to honor him. It is through imitation of who he is. We have his words written down by his servants for thousands of years, and the creation that clearly shows his invisible attributes. The words "keep my commandments" are found 19 times in the Old and New Testament. It is found in Genesis 26, praising Abraham for keeping his commandments, statutes and laws, and all the way to Revelation 12, praising those who keep the commandments and the testimony of Christ. How important is this to God? Turn to Jeremiah 35. Jeremiah 35, where we will read about the Rechabites and how important honoring their earthly father was to God. Starting in verse 1, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, "Go to the house of the Rechabites, speak to them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink." Then I took Jehazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Abazaniah, his brothers and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. And I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdalah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, above the chamber of Messiah, the son of Shelem, the keeper of the door. Then I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites bowls full of wine and cups, and I said to them, "Drink wine." But they said, "We will not drink no wine." For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, "You shall drink no wine, you nor your sons forever. You should not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard, nor have any of these, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are sojourners." Thus we have obeyed the voice of Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, and all that he charged us to drink, no wine all those days. We, our wives, our sons, and our daughters. Nor to build ourselves houses to dwell in, nor do we have vineyard, field, or seed. We have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab, our father, commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, "Come, let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwell at Jerusalem." Then came the word of the Lord to Jeremiah, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, we will not receive instruction to obey my words, says the Lord." The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, which he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed for to this day they drink none and obey their father's commandment. But although I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, you do not obey me. This ends with God saying, one of their descendants would always stand before them, before him. Not that God has anything against drinking alcohol in moderation, but as the Beyond Today Bible Commentary pointed out, it is a lesson of obedience to Judah that the Rechabites were prepared to obey an ancestor who had died many generations before. How much more should Judah and we ourselves be ready to obey our Heavenly Father? Sometimes because we cannot physically see God, we push the boundaries because we forget that He can see us. Do we see ourselves as little children holding on to the words of our Father that will keep us safe from harm? Just as we held the hand of our earthly Father and looked up to His example, we must realize that without God, we would not know right from wrong. Honoring our earthly Father is one way that we honor our Father in heaven, being a Father worthy of honor in a way that we honor our Father in heaven is not just keeping the letter of the law, but loving the law of God and the love and wisdom found in it. It is praising Him for His mercy and forgiveness, because all have sinned and earned the wages of sin, which is death. It is hanging on to every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.